Welcome back to another episode of Kindred Conversations. I'm Paris Tews.
And I'm Brittany Fry. And I'm going to start with my moment of gratitude today before we jump into the episode. I went to a book club last week that was just so lovely and nice. And it was a group of women that I really didn't know. When I showed up, I knew one person and honestly knew her pretty minimally. And then a couple other girls I knew did end up coming later on, but it was a big group of women that the vast majority I did not know and took me outside my comfort zone. And it was just really fun to connect with other women doing other things. I just felt like everyone there was sharing little insights into themselves and their life. And a lot of them were moms. And anyway, it was just really fun to hear from people. And I'm grateful to every once in a while be able to step outside my comfort zone a little bit and get to know other people. And I'm grateful for the purposes that the social circles in your life can serve, that you can have really, really close friends and you can have, you know, just friends and you can have acquaintances and they can all serve your life in various positive ways. And I've just felt really grateful for that.
Okay. I've never had this thought before, but hearing you say this, I'm realizing I'm having like this light bulb moment and maybe I'm wrong, but talk through this with me. But I feel like this phase of life is one such that most of the people I interact with are people I'm really close with. And they're people I see all the time. Like, I'm not really getting to know very many new people right now, or even like stepping outside my comfort zone that often. You know, we're just, it's so routine oriented.
Yeah.
And so it is refreshing to like step outside that for a minute.
Oh, for sure.
And it offers some perspective in wonderful ways.
Yeah. In fact, I do feel like the book club stood out a little bit because it's pretty rare that I right now am getting outside of my routine or out of my comfort zone. I am like almost always, you know, it's very predictable seeing the same people doing the same things just because of that phase that I'm in with kids. It's rare that I go out by myself and meet someone new. And So it was just really nice.
Okay. Love that. I am feeling so grateful today. I have the best news to share. Yeah. You've seen it if you follow on Instagram, but my sister is having a baby. I am getting another nephew and I am giddy about it. It is the happiest news. And I've talked about it on the podcast before, but her first baby was an absolute miracle. She did a retrieval and transferred 5 embryos from that retrieval and none of them resulted in like a long-term pregnancy or a baby. And then she went to Prague and did another retrieval and they really didn't end up with any viable embryos. They did transfer one embryo, but the doctor was like, this is not a healthy embryo. Basically, it was just like to transfer the embryo so it could die in her room rather than die in a petri dish. And that baby gave, or that embryo is her baby. And it was such a miracle. And then now her baby is 9 months old and she's pregnant and she's like in her second trimester. And we are just.
And it was the shock of a lifetime.
Over the moon. I have never been so shocked in my entire life when she told me she was pregnant. But I didn't know if we were going to be able to raise kids together on the same timeline. I always believed that she would get babies here in some way. She would have her babies. Whether it's through adoption or IVF, but the idea that we're raising 2 babies so close in age, I mean, like my last 2 and her first 2 are so close in age, it is
so special.
Something I like never even dared hope for. I feel so grateful. It's so fun. And of course, I'm just elated for her and like 2 little boys. It's going to be so fun.
It'll be so fun.
So excited. And I'm just so obsessed with my nephew. He's my first nephew. I've never gotten to be an aunt before and now I get to have another one. I just feel so grateful and so excited. And anyone who like really loves and adores someone that has gone through infertility, like, you know, it's so hard and devastating. And I just have been like mourning for her. I mean, I haven't been for a while because she had a baby and like, anyways, I don't feel like I explained that. I mean, I've been so excited that she has a baby and now I'm so excited she has another one.
I'm so excited too. It's really the best news.
Oh, it's so happy. Anyway, today's episode is the second in our series of hacks, and we are talking about all of your household hacks. This is a submission episode, and we are just so excited to talk about how you keep your homes and households running smoothly when you have kids at home.
Okay, first submission, 10 item tidy before lunch and again before bed. Love this idea. I like that it's manageable. It's not a really, you know, sometimes when I say, okay, let's go pick up the playroom, my boys are like, there's so much stuff, I can't do it. So being able to say just it's only 10 items, and the more they only do 10 items, they'll realize, oh, that's totally no big deal. So yeah. love it. Love you that you're involving your kids in
10
it.
10 again.
Yeah.
Okay, this next tip is one that someone submitted for an episode like years ago, and I have done it since, and I have to say my life has changed. I will never go back. We keep all of our kids' socks by the door. We have a bin in our laundry room, which is just by the garage door, which we always go out our garage, and no socks ever go into their room. They're just always in a bin, so we can grab the socks, go out the door, and I feel like there are so many less opportunities for losing socks, and I have to say, this was the most popular submission.
So many people. Johnny was laughing. I was reading the submissions to him in the car as I was prepping the episode. And he was like, every one of these submissions is about socks and shoes.
And you know what? It is a big deal.
And I know. He was like, can you tell that every mom is struggling with this? It's not just us.
It's true.
So I was laughing. That's actually something I recently remembered, because I remember reading this on an episode a long time ago, but I don't know why. I don't know if it was summer when we read it or what, but anyway, it hadn't really been an issue. My kids were young enough, I feel like maybe we weren't losing socks, but anyway, now we're at the point where I needed it, and I remembered just a few months ago and have since moved all of our socks. Well, we had gone and bought, and I love the Journeys socks. It's so random, I know, but Journeys are in like every outdoor strip mall, so it's convenient. And
it's true.
They have a pack of black and white socks. They have all different kinds. They have some that are like ankle crew socks. They have some no-shows. They have some of the like really, really no-shows. Anyway, so they have three, like multiple sizes and coverage, and they're so simple and they stay on my kids' feet. And anyway, no logo or anything. So, and they're really inexpensive. So I had gone and bought them like 21 pairs of socks. I think they come in packs of 7, which is so okay. Random.
But and they're all matching.
Yes. Yes, exactly. There is black and white, but I mean, that's it. Right. So anyway, so I go and get these socks. I bought 21 pairs. I swear to you, within like 12 days, they're gone. Like,
where are the 21 socks?
I'm like,
for 21 pairs of socks.
I just bought 21 pairs last week.
That's 42
Where
socks.
Did these go? Like, I was trying. I'm just like, there's no way. This is insane. Anyway, so that was when I rediscovered the hack. Keep the socks by a door. It has been such a game changer. And I hated having to go back to my kids' room, dig out the socks. It's just nice. You're by the door, grab the socks as you're going out. Love it. Also, I have to add with this, somebody else submitted a great little hack that I don't know. The only difficulty in implementing is you would have to have a separate bin for dirty socks, which one person did say they do that. So we're deep diving into the sock issue right now. One person said they
this
do
keep.
This
is an episode on socks.
Socks. Can you imagine?
Socks and tummy issues.
Okay, so somebody said they keep a laundry bin in their laundry room for socks specifically, so you would have to wash the socks separately. But they said somebody else then said that they use the lingerie bags to wash all their socks in, so you zip up the socks in the lingerie bag. That way you're not going crazy every time you pull out the load of laundry and say, I swear to you, I had 5 different socks in here. Where are the pairs? Where's the
smart
match?
That's honestly smart.
Yeah.
I don't think I will they ever have lost my life together enough to do that. But for the people out there that are just elite, amazing.
No, I thought such that was a such idea. A good idea. Yeah, I totally agree. Okay. Yeah. There's the deep dive on socks for you.
Someone said that they leave their curling iron in the kids' bathroom so that they can take a bath while she gets ready. And I thought that was so smart. I do that often when I'm getting ready for like a date night and a babysitter's
coming
over.
Never thought about that, but
we'll
I totally do that.
Like, I'll put on makeup and do my hair while they're
in the bath next to you.
My kids love bath. Yeah.
Yeah, mine do too. And I don't know why I've never thought of this. So honestly, baths were the other thing. I think I stopped putting them in because they came up so often, but everyone suggested baths for different types of things. They're like, bath while I get ready, or bath while I clean the bathroom, or bath while I just, anyway, baths were definitely a favorite.
And happy.
Yes, exactly. Okay, somebody said that they have special toys put away in certain rooms so that when they need to get something done in that room, they pull down the toys for their kids to play with. And these are toys that they don't have access to all the time, so it feels really special. So then the mom is able to get something done.
Yeah, that's so smart. Someone said they keep a kitchen cupboard full of Tupperware for baby or toddler to play with while you cook. And my kids just empty out my kitchen in general when I cook. So it's smart to have like a designated thing that's at their level that you know that they can play with and you're fine with.
This is some other people suggested having kid plates, cups, etc. in an accessible place for the kids. And that's what we do. And that also functions as my toy. So that's what Eloise unloads and reloads all day long. Sometimes she climbs in the cupboard. Like, that's just absolute entertainment for her. And then come mealtime, the kids know, go grab your plates and everything. They go grab them, which is great.
Yeah, we have ours really accessible too. And honestly, it does get used
for
play.
It is play, yeah.
Yeah. Just as often as it's used for food.
Right, right.
Someone said that they keep hooks in the kids' bedrooms for jackets, backpacks, and jewelry. And that's great. I have to say, this is like probably everybody already knows this. And my mom, like, has told me this 1,000 times, but it doesn't always like get through to me. But we just redid redid is a very, very strong word. We like made a couple of adjustments in our laundry room. And one of them is we bought a hanger for all of our cleaning, like, what's the word? Like our brooms, our mops, our.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And just like having them off of the floor. I think the thing was like $11 and having them all off the floor and like nicely lined up. My mom's like, we have to get everything off of the floor. And it has looked really nice and it's been really helpful. And I'm like, where else in my house can I get things off of the floor? And I was thinking, I need to put hooks everywhere because they're so nice.
Totally. Or even like a shoe. I mean, just thinking that rule of thumb, get things off the floor. I remember last year I did a big, huge closet organizing session in my master closet for Johnny and I. And I had gotten some, what do you call it? Shoe racks, to put on both sides of our closet, and was absolutely floored at the difference it made. Just getting our shoes off the floor, organized nicely on shelves, made such a big difference.
Yeah, okay. It really is. It's shocking how like such a small thing can make.
Yes.
It feels so different.
Totally. Okay, somebody else said they keep a basket at the bottom of the stairs for anything that collects during the day that needs to be taken back up. And then another person said that they have a little bin for each of their kids at the bottom of the stairs. And so they divide the items into their kid's bin. And then each kid is in charge of taking their bin, putting the things away in their home, and putting the bin back.
That's really smart. That's something I've been thinking about a lot lately is, you know, I have a 5-year-old and I feel like he is really ready to take some responsibility, take some accountability, but it's hard because I also have a fresh 2-year-old who isn't really communicating a lot yet. And
right.
A baby. And so it's hard to implement these things when I really have one person who's capable of them. A lot of times I just, you know, I kind of treat them like the average age.
Right.
Because it just feels like so much work to do 3 different things. But anyways, that seems like something that would make so much sense if you have older kids. And it's just kind of giving me a little kick in the butt. Like, I need to be way better about doing these things with my
right.
Oldest.
Like, it is beneficial for your kid as well.
Yes.
I totally
like
agree.
It's probably not going to be more convenient for me. It's probably going to be more work for me. But I need to be teaching him these skills
right.
for sure.
Yeah, I totally see what you're saying. Okay. Another person said that they, this was the bath one that I was laughing at. They fold laundry while their kids are in the bath.
Oh, that's so smart. Like the one way Lola wouldn't climb on whatever surface I'm using and throw everything off.
Yeah.
That's so, That's smart. Except actually, I feel like everything would get wet for sure. For sure in my house, everything would get wet. But that is a good idea. Someone said they keep their hair and teeth brushing supplies in the kitchen. Goggles?
Okay, I read this too. Okay, here I have two theories. Theory one is that part of this message didn't get submitted, and so it doesn't make sense. Theory two is I'm going to make it make sense. And these are items they use to either distract their kids while they're doing the thing or make it more enjoyable. So the goggles, because you get their hair wet. I don't know if they have a boy, but I could see that with my kids. Like if I made it fun and put on goggles while I sprayed down their whole head, they would think that was like way more fun than complaining about the water dripping down their face.
Whoever submitted this, please confirm.
So yeah, it says goggles, coloring book and treat. Anyway, so I don't know.
Their kids get the royal treatment when they get their hair done.
That's the thing. I don't know if it was fun. Part of the message was not sent, or if these are the things they keep like in the kitchen so that while they're doing those things, they can like color while their mom's doing their hair, or they could read it. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how to take that, but.
But I do think like teeth brushing and hair in the kitchen just.
Okay, the teeth brushing.
Because realistically, that's where it gets done.
The teeth brushing in the morning. I even heard somebody else said that they keep a second set.
I literally had that thought today. Yeah. I need a set upstairs and a set downstairs.
Yep, because at nighttime, you go down to the bathroom. But in the morning, you don't go back down to the bathroom to brush your teeth. Yeah. So, yep, they said they keep a second set, which I liked.
Smart. Someone said the bottom shelf of the bookshelf is for toys. They're easy to pick up. And then they rotate biweekly.
We do something similar where we have a couple toy baskets. They're just like pretty woven baskets that I keep in my great room. And we start with just a few toys, but it inevitably end up with a bunch. And it's just nice that I have somewhere to throw all the toys at the end of the night. And then after a few days, we reorganize them, put them back in their homes.
And then do the rest go downstairs in your playroom?
Yeah, all the toys are organized in the playroom, which a lot of them are up on shelves and the boys have to request to bring down. But like they have a good amount out, organized in bins, in the playroom, in cubbies. So then they'll kind of get disorganized as they bring them back up. And then when we go to put them away again, we will separate them back into their bins in the playroom.
Okay, that's smart. Someone said that they just keep wipes stashed everywhere because you always need wipes.
I loved that. And I totally agree. We buy the Costco pack of wipes and it's so nice because I just feel like anytime I see a need for a wipe, I just grab a pack, open it up and stick it in that place.
Yeah.
And we also have wipes all over. Another person said school thing. Okay, I loved this. School things go in a drawer each week. And at the end of the week, we go through the drawer and decide what goes in the trash and what goes in a memory bin.
That's so smart. I was literally thinking again today, I've been like analyzing all of our routines. I think it's just spring and I have that on my mind. And I was cleaning out my car and I was just throwing all of the things away. And like, he comes home with 3 papers every single
day. Right.
And to be honest, like they're not super special to him, so I just chuck them. But that feels really smart to have a routine about it because it doesn't feel good to just put them straight in the bin.
Yeah.
Someone said, speaking of cleaning out the car, garbage can by the car in the garage, so we empty the trash every time we get out of the car. I am buying a trash can tomorrow.
Yeah, I really liked that one as well. Another person said they have pictures of clothing items on their kids' drawers so that they can put away their own laundry.
Someone else said they do 2 laundry baskets in every closet for whites and colors, so it makes laundry super simple.
Okay, I love this because separating the laundry, I don't know why I feel like I'm crazy. This seems like the weirdest thing to complain about, but separating the laundry is such a headache for me. I feel like I have to separate it into 20 different piles. I don't know why, just depending on color and the way it needs to be washed and the way it needs to be dried. And like, it's just a whole thing, you know, and I'll see this pile of laundry and the thing that will keep me from doing it is the separating. Yeah. So I love the idea of having, like, when you put it away, you already have it separated. We went and stayed at a friend's house a vacation home a couple weeks ago. And one of the things that I was the most, I couldn't stop doing laundry while I was there. I don't know what my problem is, but I just was telling Johnny, I'm like, did you know when you're in a nice place that you actually like doing chores? Like,
it's it's like just, your playing house.
Oh, it
it's
was
not
amazing.
Your real house. It's just your playing house.
Amazing. One of my favorite things was they had these pull-out laundry bins in every single closet. There were two bags, one for, you know, whites and darks. And I just was like, this is my dream come true.
This is heaven.
This is. I've made it in life. This is the house. Like, this is the thing. Anyway, so the two laundry baskets honestly, the two laundry baskets is a great idea.
Okay, I saw on Instagram actually today, so this is so timely, someone post a reel and she said that the way she does laundry is she does three bins and she opened, like, just will open up the dryer and just separate them right away. So it's like she pulls it right straight out of the dryer, puts it in the appropriate bin, and then her kids go put it away.
Oh, like for her kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I could see that.
Yeah. And another person said that they never fold their kids' clothes. They just pile them in the drawers.
Oh, okay.
Which honestly seems really smart to me because my kids like to take out their clothes for fun
anyway. Yeah. On their own.
And so like, what's the
right point in and probably that them? Mom feels the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that. I have kids who would go different ways. One's gonna want theirs folded and the others are absolutely not. So I could definitely change my system up a bit. Okay, let's see. Someone else. Oh, this was an interesting submission. They said that they have a set of drawers in mom and dad's room with the outfits for the week for their kids that they picked out together on Sunday night. So Sunday night rolls around, they pick out the outfit with their kids. And then they put them all in a drawer in their room. And I'm not sure if that would solve a problem for me, but I did like the idea. And it obviously solves a problem for her. So anyway, if that's helpful.
Yeah, I've actually heard too of people doing like a family closet. Cute. Which feels kind of, you'd have to have like a really big closet. But that way you're not going, because that's what I do every day is I go
right.
like room to room
totally.
To room.
All getting dressed.
Yes. Yeah. And not that my house is so big. But
and then when you go get dressed, everyone's in your closet, even though they don't need to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So might as well. And then you're not putting laundry
okay,
away.
Okay, you know what?
Different
no,
places.
No, no. Okay,
it
I'm seeing this.
It honestly seems so nice.
Yeah,
like,
I'm seeing this now.
You have laundry that goes in and out of one room.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah. I can see the functionality now. You all get dressed at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I totally get dressed. My kids 100% are hanging out in my closet with me.
Yeah.
So, no, that's a great idea. Okay. Let's see. Somebody says everyone has their own shoe bin in the garage and is responsible for putting theirs away. I like that.
Okay, the last submission said, we have front-facing bookshelves in our nursery filled with books, but sometimes it gets messy with all the books picked out and pulled off of the shelf every day. One way to keep the bookshelves neat is we keep a basket under the crib filled with all the books we are loving right now and ones we want to read on repeat. That way, when we slide the basket out every day, pull out all the books you want and make a mess if we feel like it, then at the end of the day, just throw the books back in the basket and slide under the crib. Of course, we take ones off the shelf too, but it's not like the whole shelf is empty every day. Our less read or special books stay on the shelf so we don't have to organize it every day. And this kind of reminds me of the toy rotation, but with books.
Yeah, totally.
Which is obviously such a hit.
Yeah, I agree. That's exactly the same method they're implementing there. Anyway, thank you so much for submitting your household hacks. I think that keeping an orderly home with little kids that are in their home all day is definitely a tricky thing to do. And it's just nice to, it's not something that we often talk about, like, oh, hey, I've got this great method you should hear about. I think it's
but
really,
that's what we're here for.
Exactly. I think it's really, really helpful to be able to get like a little sneak peek into people's homes and see how they're doing it.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, we were all raised in different homes and everyone's moms did it a little bit differently. And it's just so insightful and helpful to get a little peek into everyone's system. So thank you for sharing it with us. And we will be back with you next week.